This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Telling your dairy story. Our guest today, Pennsylvania dairy farmer and chair of Dairy Management Incorporated, Marilyn Hershey. She says she used to share her story with her neighbors, but now with technology, dairy stories should be spread worldwide.
I realize the food industry is much bigger than myself. And I think technology-wise, we are in a global market, whether we want to be or not, because any information can go across the globe in seconds. When you're talking about information on our dairy farm, I want to make sure people globally understand who I am as opposed to the misinformation. And when I first started getting involved overseas and things in the global arena, I just realized they have a misconception of what goes on in the United States. And unless we start telling our own story globally, they define it for us. And how they are going to define it for us is not how we want it. We have a positive story to tell. You know, speaking for myself, you just want to farm, okay, and then close the farm gate and not worry about it. And the sun goes down and you go to your house. But it's not like that. Farming is not like that anymore. And I think it's because information can go across the globe at an instant. We just have to be aware that we have to be telling our own story.
Hershey wears a variety of hats, the biggest being a dairy farmer, but recently visited Dubai, representing the U.S. dairy industry.
Fascinating, fascinating city. What I didn't realize, and we have had a presence there with U.S. Dairy Export Council for quite a while. Since we have had a presence there in grocery stores, in culinary schools, in getting our cheese out there, and it's our specialty cheeses, it's the cheddars, it's the Colby Jacks, the good cheeses that we're really trying to focus on, the fact that, you know what, good cheese comes from the United States. And since we have increased our efforts over there with employees, with boots on the ground, our cheese consumption over there tripled. So I think it's very important to know that if we can get the word out there, sometimes it's consumer awareness, sometimes it's education. In the culinary schools, we're focusing on that next line of chefs that's going into restaurants. And when we focus on Dubai, they have 12,000 restaurants in the city. They have over 600 hotels. And so when you're looking at that next line of chef and bringing U.S. cheeses into that market, it's a great opportunity.
Comments from Pennsylvania dairy farmer Marilyn Hershey, who says the biggest investment the dairy industry can make is in our young people.
Oh, it's very important. They're our next generation. We want farms to continue. You know, I don't think there's a farmer in the room that doesn't want their farm to continue in one way, shape, or form. And, you know, Dwayne and I have four children. They are spread across the globe. We have four children in three time zones. So, you know, it's pretty broad. And they're not interested in coming back to the farm. And, you know, Dwayne and I understand that. They're interested in what they're doing. They love what they're doing. But we have an opportunity. And that's why I think our heart is so focused on the young people in here, because there's a lot of young people that you see that they want to continue farming and they want it to be a career.
Hershey says dairy's promotion and research is taking a new turn with a new leader focusing on health and wellness.
You know, DMI is about promotion and research on the national level. We also work very, very closely with the local and the national coming together with one plan, making sure that there's efficiencies when things are not being duplicated across the country, that we can work together. You know, there's a lot of focus right now. We just had a CEO change. Barb O'Brien is our new CEO. I'm very excited for what she's bringing. She just finished her first 100 days, and, you know, she's making the plan her own, but really focusing on sales and trust and how can we continue to build that research and promotion and research in science, because health and wellness is important to people. We have to go back to what we have, back to the power drink. We have to go back to the ingredients, the fact that real milk, real dairy is where it's at. And look at what we can get with that glass of milk. Protein doesn't match up. The nutritional value doesn't match up. We have a lot more in our glass of milk than they do in their glass of plant-based. But we have to tell our story and not focus as much on being on the defense, but let's focus on the offense.
That's Pennsylvania dairy farmer and chair of DMI, Marilyn Hershey. Coming up tomorrow, we'll head to our nation's capital on our Policy Thursday and visit with National Milk's Chris Galen. Thanks for listening. For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.